fresh fish, those magic words that advertise the catch of the day and promise the authentic, unmediated taste of the ocean. Frozen is more often the fate of landlocked fish lovers. They're doomed to wander the grocery's frozen food aisle for shrimp and scallops that may at least have avoided freezer burn. Well, it turns out, according to food writer Mark Bittman, that package of frozen fish may not be such a bad option. He's the author of the cookbook How to Cook Everything and the weekly New York Times food column The Minimalist, and he joins us now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Melissa. How you doing?
I'm fine. Now, I'm one of these people who would assume fresh is always better, and I guess you're here to correct my impression there.
Yeah, well, truly fresh would be always better, but most of what's sold as fresh in the United States would probably be better termed chilled, which is to say it's never been frozen, but that doesn't mean that it was swimming yesterday. It may have been swimming a week ago.
Now, what's the problem with that fish, would you say?
Well, fish, as we know, is very delicate. Fish degrades in quality with both age and temperature. And while some foods get better with age, and even some meats get better with age, no fish gets better with age.
So freezing, you're saying, is one way to try to preserve the freshness and keep the taste. How do you do that? How do you freeze a piece of fish so that it still tastes good?
Right. When fish is processed at sea, that is butchered or cut up, whatever you want to call it, cut into steaks, frozen at literally 50 or 60 degrees below zero, wrapped tightly in heavy plastic so there's no freezer burn, the air's removed from that plastic, and held at below zero temperatures until it's sold, that is really, really high-quality fish.
Now, do you think you could taste a difference between that piece of super frozen fish and a fresh piece?
If you give me a piece of swordfish that was frozen at sea, a piece that was caught yesterday, and a piece that was caught 10 days ago, not only I, but most people could tell the difference among those three.
It's that obvious.
It is obvious. The perfectly fresh fish is going to have a character like nothing else, but the frozen fish is going to be really, really good. And the 10-day-old fish is going to have problems with dryness. It's going to be chewier, a little tougher, and it's just not going to have a certain juicy quality, a certain complexity of flavor that's just going to be lacking.
So say I get this piece of frozen fish and I bring it home, it's in my freezer, and I want to cook it up. How do I get it from the freezer to the grill, say?
As slowly as you can, and that generally means in the refrigerator for 8, 12, 24 hours, as long as it takes. I mean, it's extremely convenient, because if you decide that morning that you want it that night, you can soak it in cold water during the day, and that's a fine way to defrost it also. What's not fine is leaving it on the counter, defrosting it in hot water or warm water or microwaving it. None of those work very well.
Why is that?
Well, there's a technical thing called drip loss, which basically means moisture loss. And the faster you defrost something, the more likely the cell walls are going to break down and leach out the water that, in fact, contains some of the flavor.
Well, let's say you're at the local grocery store, not a fish market, but a grocery store, and you're looking at a display, and some things say fresh, and some things say previously frozen. What do you think's your best bet there?
Well, my best bet there is to say to the guy behind the counter, give me some of that previously frozen stuff that's still frozen. because chances are they're not getting it previously frozen. They're getting it frozen and they're thawing it. I think what people need to do is be assertive. And I have this image of my grandmother kind of bullying her way through these stores and bossing people around. And while, of course, we have to be respectful of one another, I think that the way to know if fish is good is to smell it. And not everybody is going to let you smell the fish behind their counter, but you can ask for the fish, unwrap it, smell it, and if it doesn't smell good, hand it back on the spot. And as you buy more and more fish, you can start to gain from your experience and see by its appearance, you know, are the edges a little dry looking? Is it a little brown? And there's a whole sort of litany of things, especially with buying whole fish, which is much easier. But even with buying fillets, does it look like you really want to eat it? Is it gleaming? Is it pretty? Does it smell good? All of those things are what matter. And you kind of have to jump right in there and be willing to judge it on the spot.
Okay. Mark, thanks so much.
It's been great to be here.
Mark Bittman is the author of the cookbook How to Cook Everything and the weekly New York Times food column The Minimalist.